You're listening to SBS News.
Getting likes and views on their Instagram posts is the goal of almost an entire generation of teenagers and young adults. Joshua Rosenthal is the clinical manager of The Cabin, which is an addiction treatment centre in Sydney. He describes social media addiction as the newest challenge in the space.
With any addiction, we're looking at the neurotransmitter dopamine and getting a hit. Like, I suppose with the notifications on Facebook and Instagram and other things, it reinforces the validation that people are looking for.
But Instagram says it wants to change that. In Australia, the total number of likes on an Instagram post is now hidden. For videos, the number of views can't be seen either. But a post will still show a list of who likes it. Instagram's ANZ Policy Director, Mia Garlick, released a statement saying she hoped the test will allow people to focus less on likes and more on sharing their stories. Danny Weber designed school education programs for Project Rocket, a youth-led anti-bullying organisation in Melbourne. She believes Instagram is doing its best to combat issues of online bullying that can seriously harm teenagers.
It's a great move to actually combating bullying and combating pressures and social pressures. This, in conjunction with the other bullying tools as well, really shows Instagram's willingness to take a chance and try something different to help create a really positive online world.
But some influencers are concerned the changes could impact their profits. In Australia, thousands of them are getting freebies and cash to spruik products on their accounts, and monitoring engagement is how they earn serious money. Social researcher Jeff Braley of McCrindle Insights says it will impact the influencer market in a big way.
Changing the way people are able to monetize and view the analytics on their Instagram feed. So it's really going to have a huge impact at that broader power influencer level, whereas it will hopefully help on the individual level with that personal well-being, meaning that Instagram is driving as the key message behind this change.
For businesses and content creators using Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, nothing changes. The Australian trial is an extension of changes Instagram has put in place in six other countries, including New Zealand and Canada. Instagram says it chose Australia to test this change because millions of us are on Instagram, are tech savvy, and are highly engaged with the platform. Mr. Braley says time will tell whether the changes work as they're intended to.
It'll be fascinating to see as AI kind of rolls through and how we're using our social media, whether trends like getting those notifications and that little addictive buzz that we get out of it is actually worth removing.
Instagram is trialling the new policy in Australia until further notice.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.